Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Oh, yes, sir. And we don't have Paige here today to be the,
I'm sorry, I don't feel good.
I don't leave the house when there's wintry mixes.
I don't go anywhere.
I had a feeling yesterday that I didn't come in. She's got
mouth issues, right?
Well, I just know the boss said she won't be back till Friday, so that means that's a doctor's visit. That's that 48-hour thing. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Look,
I think she's got the George Norrie disease or whatever it is.
Well, she's stealing money.
Norrie.
Like, when you want to, like...
Nora.
At that point, just take the week, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Take that last day.
Yeah. I'd have that rather than chancing of whatever you got, bringing it back.
I mean, I want to be sure. You know, you're 100%. You're 100, as the kids say.
Keep it that way, 100. The best damn audio. So you texting in at 1-800-774-0093, you will be the one who says, which clip is the best? The best damn.
Yeah, tell us. I'll kick it off if that's cool.
Sure.
So, the Dallas Cowboys, always in turmoil.
America's team.
They go through more coaches than they should. That's the situation they're in right now.
Chicago got a new one, too.
Yeah, they got Ben Johnson.
Yeah, from Asheville.
Old B. Joe. A.C. Reynolds High School, which I found out had a lot of famous alumni, like Luke Combs and Chase Rice and others.
Luke Combs played football?
Yeah.
Huh.
High school, at least.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones he was a little upset at his press conference, and, well, he didn't hold back when it came to Mike McCarthy.
Oh. I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a f***ing pork chop, and I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu. I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of Dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough, he said the kitty, but the milk kept coming.
I tell you something, man. I got a buddy of mine with that. And he said, oh, my God, did Jerry really say that?
What, a pocket full of Dinger pills?
No, that whole thing was not real, believe it or not.
I do believe that was not real.
That was a deep fake, which there are a lot of those going around at different sports press conferences. And they match the voice up so, like, eerily in the mouth. Just
wish Netflix would do that with their foreign films.
Learn how to match it up.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's going to be the problem of the future. It's already the problem of just the deep fakes. Like, you know, it started with catfishers, and then it went to, you know, the elderly, and now it's just everybody.
Not Catfish Hunter. Just regular catfishers.
Right. Jim Hunter's dead.
Yeah. Rest in peace. I think Neve.
I think he's from North Carolina.
It's your fault, Neve.
That's astonishing.
Just be aware it's not real. Jerry Jones wouldn't say that publicly.
Okay.
About his coach.
I was not aware this happened. This is the second time this morning I've mentioned the great city of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Shout out.
Of course, we're on up there. What's up to all Chattanoogans?
What's up, Rambin?
There was an awful crash. I was not aware of this until P1 Kelly sent this piece of audio to me. I guess she's from the Chattanooga area. This is from, imagine you're going to work and you see a plane crashed on the side of the road. This happened on December 12th last year, so just barely over a month ago. Here is a young lady by the name of Valentina Wilbanks who caught some just moments after this crash. Here's what she saw.
An airplane done landed right here on Shalafa Road, y'all. Oh, my gosh. An airplane, y'all. An airplane. Helicopter. What kind of airplane is that?
That's a private plane.
Oh,
hello, big boss.
Hopefully, wasn't nobody on it. We're gonna pray. I mean, the driver,
but the driver.
God dang. Somebody on there. Look, keep running. They found somebody. Oh.
She's talking about an aeroplane.
Like, I ain't laughing at the accident, obviously.
No.
But when the guy says, "That's a private airplane,"
hi, this is Barry White. My balls weigh 15 pounds.
If you got big nuts like me, you know how it is.
Also, minor injuries. Not of that God. Of coal miners, but of young people. No, small injuries. No one was killed in that. But
what was it again?
Aeroplane.
Aeroplane, the driver.
It's a private plane. Hi, this is Don Cornelius. Welcome to Soul Train.
A soul plane.
Don't believe everything you read about me, baby.
Aeroplane. Yeah, I never went to the Playboy Mansion. I was never at the Playboy Mansion or a Diddy party. God. I hate baby oil.
I hate baby oil. Man, we talk about Xavier Leggett probably being our favorite athlete of the moment right now.
I love him.
If you're not familiar with who he is, he's the Carolina Panthers' first-round draft pick last draft. He's from the University of South Carolina.
The Spurs up.
And if you've never heard him talk before, we might have to help you here, but here's a video that went viral of, he likes to hunt. He's a country boy. Here he is killing a squirrel. And in the video, he's holding the squirrel up, but we might have to translate for you.
Hey, I think they think we really be faking when we say we do this. We done bust the squirrel out of the tree and open them up. Know what I'm talking about? Take the clothes off. That's step one. I'm going to show y'all the rest of what it is.
He's taking the clothes off.
Busted the squirrel. I'd be killed. I don't think he's from Louisiana or anywhere. Actually, I don't know where
California.
He's from.
California.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. We have to verify that.
But, I am pretty sure he's from California, but moved here younger on.
God, he's got to be raised somewhere in the South, right? Just the way. I remember he was on a podcast with Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he was talking about eating raccoon, and they couldn't believe he'd eat raccoon. So Amon-Ra asked him, "How'd you get the raccoon?" He said, "I hunt him. Like, I killed him myself."
Yeah, what am I thinking? Yeah, he was born in Mullen, South Carolina.
What?
Lower part of the...
I know where that is.
Mullins?
Well, look, I'm sure Mullins had a KFC, and guess what? That's where Xavier worked his first job.
Oh, no way.
So here he is talking about what he did at KFC.
Oh, I worked at KFC probably a week and a half, for real. Them boy had me cooking the gyros and the chicken, little boy. Oh, they had me cooking the chicken and all this. The little tumbles.
Oh, Dando.
The gizzards and the livers.
Oh, man. I love him.
God, he's great, man.
He's so... I don't know why in the hell I thought California.
Like, we loved Clowney when he first came on the scene because he sounded like a big bear. And now he's like, you can understand him clearly. Xavier's is great.
I love that. That's so good.
Freaking A, man. Let me take another little...
Good Lord.
I know, man. I'm just, like, domineering the spots here. You can have the last two if you want.
Okay.
This is what you don't do when you talk about the moon landing. Especially with somebody who, you know, lived during that time. They're going to argue it with you.
Yeah. That's patriotism, man.
This is a dad arguing with his son over the moon landing, but he might bring up some good points and a funny one at the end. I don't know who to believe, to be honest with you.
Show you how the moon landing was bullshit. Because everyone's telling you I was wrong.
You showed me.
Yeah. So explain to me. Here you go. The guy's getting off the rocket ship. Who the is filming him? Who's filming him?
A guy.
How'd the guy get up there if this is the first guy that's supposed to be on the moon? A different rocket ship?
I don't know.
So they sent the rocket up there. He got off and he's like, all right, come on up now. I'm ready to film.
What are you serious? On the same rocket ship?
He's supposed to be the first guy on the moon. It's bullshit. The car. How the did the car fit in that rocket ship? Look, how did that car fit in the rocket ship? Then the guy's floating around with a big cord to his stomach, and they're telling you that's his life support. What's he give? Was it feeding him through the tube like a baby?
How did the car fit in the rocket ship?
I mean, these very valid points that we've all asked. We've all asked.
God, the fact that somebody brought up how does a video camera work on the moon, that's a great point, too.
So especially when going through the radiation belts. How does the... And the car, I'd never really thought about that. The little moon rover. Like, how did they...
It's a big car.
What they landed in, they would have had to put the car together.
And those craters are massive, right? This is what they say, what I'm going by. Never been.
Never been to the moon.
No. And we're going to go to Mars, evidently. At least once.
Going to put those stars and stripes on Mars.
We're going to plant a flag. I've seen the movie. There's a jack-in-the-box on Mars. Your face turns red. You can't breathe Mars air.
When he said that, Elon's eyes just went crazier than they usually are.
I bet he was Nazi saluting left and right when he heard it.
Yeah. Toward the end of the show yesterday, I did, for those that heard the one part where I was like, he's not doing that salute. I saw the video, and I mean, come on.
It's worse than a Nazi salute because he's doing it from his heart, and that means he means it more.
He did the slap and did it. Like, I don't know. That was crazy to do.
Did you see him behind Barron with his thumbs up?
Barron Trump is a pimp. Like, I am 49 and I aspire to be like him.
Nothing phases the kid already.
I'd love to be 6'6" or 6'7", whatever it is. All right. This one, real fast. You know when you're farting, how your surroundings are starting to replicate that. Like, for instance, one time, I remember this, I'll never forget. I was a young boy. My dad did not want to teach Vacation Bible School, and he saw the director coming around the corner, and he knew she was going to ask him to teach. So he took off running, but as he ran, he farted every step he took. So he's farting, running down the hall at church. Sometimes when you're farting and you start to laugh at it, the fart starts to laugh. Listen to this.
God, man.
So do you hear the person that's videoing it with the wheeze, and then the guy starts to laugh, starts to fart, but as he laughs, the fart starts to laugh back at him. It's the...
Do it again?
Yeah.
This is going to be like a party trick.
It's no, like, he's in the hospital, actually.
Geez,
it's like in a hospital room.
Grossing himself out.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay, are you ready?
I feel like I can smell it now. This is the last one.
This is the last one.
To go home.
I saw this a while back, and I struggled for the longest time to find it. Mary and Deb live in a small town in Maine with their children. Mary and Deb live in a small town in Maine with their children, where they hunt for pieces of nature in the local woods to make novelty art pieces called turdy works. Listen to this news broadcast.
Now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now, over here, we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs, see, because there's no two turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the two turds alike? No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. I get $5 a turd for these things, so I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new TurdyWorks Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
Oh, God. That's sick, man. Fecal people.
Fecal people. And she gets $5 a piece for them.
For the toads.
So if you're interested in some of those and you don't believe that was real, you can go to mooseturds.com and make a purchase.
I got to see what they look like. Especially the ones with big boobs, she said they can make.
Big boobs and butts and guts.
Oh.
Also, up north, they spell turds with an I. I thought it was with a U. I think that's why I was having a hard time finding it, because I was looking for moose turds with a U. It's
definitely with a U. They don't know how to spell it.
That's tardy.
You better go back to school.
Yeah. All right, that's your best damn audio. If you if you see something good like that you think we would like for the show, you can tag us. I am at O'Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, Fatboy at...
Fatboy933, all socials.
I'm going to follow you now.
Hell yeah.
At
unblock
me. 933. I've got to unblock you, then I'll follow you. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We can do some phone calls, whatever you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. Morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
He should go on tour with Donnie Blunts or whatever. Isn't it Brad Blunts? What is it?
God, what was it?
The big heavy guy from earlier. Dave Blunts.
Dave Blunts. 600-pound rapper.
I still got his Instagram open.
He's going to crowd surf in his next tour.
Yeah.
This guy's coming to town.
I was going to say, you'll be able to open your windows here soon and listen to X the Plug.
Yeah, big X the Plug. Bunch of people coming. Big Clemson Fest.
Are you going to the show?
Yeah, it tends to be a little more of a younger crowd. I show up in my fleece joggers, they might run me out.
You would go see Butt Plug the Rapper. I know you would.
God, who wouldn't?
You'd have front row. Big X the Plug. He's usually always smiling. He's a real fun-loving guy, it seems. But when he does that mean mug, oh, it's scary.
Oh, I just remembered who it was that Blunts... it was Paul Wall that wanted Blunts to lose the weight. Because Paul Wall used to be big and he had belly bypass.
Yeah, but again, you can't go too thin. Otherwise, people don't like you anymore. Look at Bubba Sparks. He weighs 130 pounds now. No one likes him.
I lost all that weight. It was a personality. Oh, God, man.
By the way, let me tell everybody Fat Boy. Or about Fat Boy. Fat Boy's the king of customer service when you call in here. Unless he forgets you're on hold for 34 minutes.
I just remembered.
Dude that called in earlier, for those who have been listening all morning, the guy who called in earlier and said his girlfriend of only 6 months is requesting he gets circumcised because he wasn't as a child and she doesn't like it.
Anonymous.
He's been on hold this entire time.
He really was, man. I didn't get back to him.
He's got patience for sure.
Let me try to call him back real quick. I feel like I should at least tell him what's up.
Yeah. I mean, if you would. Also, I don't know how this would work, but ask him. Well, I would see if we could get her on. That's what I ultimately want to find out.
Oh.
Because all the women.
Oh, that's good. That could work.
All the women that have been texting in.
Hello?
Hold on. Well, I can still talk.
What's up, man?
Don't cuss, Fat Boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I left you on for a little bit. Business. I'm trying.
Dude was on hold for 34. Anyway, so his girl that he's only been with for 6 months, I don't know why I'm whispering. The girl he's been with for only 6 months has now, he said there was some maybe problems in the bedroom. She finally broke down to him the other day and says, that's not appealing to me. I need you to get that done. But he didn't get it done.
I feel like it's something we should run by her.
Some health, listen to him. Some kind of health disorder, blood disorder, I think it was, when he was a child. The doctors advised the parents not to have the child circumcised. He's now grown up his girlfriend. He said no other women have really complained about it. But this one. So my point with all that is, I think girl wants out. And that's like, that's her out. Because a lot of people that are dickheads and bitches when it comes to relationships.
Hell yeah.
They
them on blast.
They don't think about the after effects of how they don't want to just say, because I've had to break up with people in the past. And that is a place when you're in that place that you're literally saying to that person, we won't work, or you're not good enough for me, or you don't meet my standards of Prince Charming or whatever. So you're literally like downgrading that person. And that's the way I feel. So I had the one in the past back when I was right out of college where I wanted to get away from her so bad. And I was thinking about like telling her that I was gay because I did not want to hurt her and be mean.
Or, no, that wouldn't hurt her.
I know. It's like, she's like, well, yeah, but then she'd be like, I turned him that way. So it was no winning. She's the one that ended up cheating on me with someone 20 years older than her.
Well, it sounded like the other way where you took the obvious lesbian to dinner and everybody else knew but you.
Well, that was cruel also.
It wasn't right. You should have known when she pulled a dip can out
she
bigger than yours.
She did not. She just could hit a home run every time she played softball. And everyone knew it but didn't tell me.
Buddy, did the mullet and the gold chain not tip you off?
Because She was fine. What'd he say?
He was at work. He couldn't come back on. But I mean, he was,
guys, I'm at work. The guy, when he talked, he was so tired when he talked. Oh, God.
You have to work right now, God.
I got to get a circumcision.
He was cool with it. You know, he was understanding. But when I talked about the girlfriend, he was a little hesitant to give her number.
Of course. Oh, to give her. You asked for his.
You're like, yes. I'm like, can we call Jesus her? Like, he's like, I don't know if I want to do that.
No, I would not do that to him or her. I mean, we'd tell her, obviously, ahead of time, but...
So we're pressed for time. I asked him if I can call him later, so I'm going to try to call him and work it out. We got to talk to her. I got to know both sides of what's going on here.
You would think that...
Why does she even... Like, that's an odd ask.
Here's a text. 1-800-774-0093. If you missed it, that's the same number to call and text on now. The TLCMotors.com phone line.
Same number?
Let me scroll back
down. Save it. Better save it.
Don't you think you're making a mountain out of a molehill? If she was wanting to break up with him, wouldn't she just do it then having a physically scarring surgery done? No, I don't. People are conniving. Yeah. You heard what I said I was thinking about, thought about doing 20 plus years ago. Because I didn't want to break.
The Jacob's Ladder?
Nope. The telling her that I do not prefer women anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot more that goes with that story, but that's, again, I've learned lessons of talking too much about personal stuff.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, saying that she's trying to, you know, give him every chance to keep it going, the relationship, you know, but that's a odd place to start.
It's also a good text. I mentioned that earlier. It's a controlling mechanism. If she can break him down to doing that, she knows that she can get him to do anything. Do we all, is that the world process now where you know, like, I'm,
what you want to say,
I'm not saying that I'm in the dating scene, yeah, or whatever, but like, I told you, like, the if I see anyone fairly attractive on Tinder, my first thought is, this is a bot.
Is there any way you can hang on for 4 minutes?
4 minutes? Right, of course. On. That other guy waited for 34 minutes. 4 minutes is nothing. But you see, like, further, and then if you see, like, somebody who's really attractive, you're like, well, why are you single? This seems scammy to me. They probably think the same thing when they see me. But still, it's we live in an age of paranoia now where if it's... But you know what? We were programmed that way. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
There's deep fake or AI. It ain't real. Fingers don't match up. Of course, she's got big hooters. She's AI. She's got 10 fingers. Guess what? They're all on one hand. That's going to tip you off.
AI scammers, likely from India. You should make your models like really ugly, because that would be more believable.
It really would.
All right.
We got to talk to this guy coming up.
Oh, God. I thought that was the girl.
No,
I was,
it's not the girl.
Hoping.
I'm going to work on that, but this guy, he's got to talk about circumcision. He's got a little something to, he's in the know about it.
Can we play Chuck Berry when we come back? All right, we'll get into more
crazy bitch.
More, I mean, that came from, what were we talking about at first? Oh, me thinking I saw some trafficking going on this morning.
Yes, and didn't know anything about it, but you know.
Well, I didn't know. My luck, it was just like, no, this is the way we dress and look all the time. We're cosplaying right now, Pimps and Hoes. We just left a Pimps and Hoes party in Clemson.
Let me get a Red Bull, homie.
1-800-774-0093, circumcision. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Another thing I'll say about our listeners, I don't use the word fans. I think it sounds lame. But, I mean, it kind of means the same thing, but it sounds grandiose. But our listeners, not only loyal as all get out.
As hell.
But patient as crap, too.
Really are.
The one dude a minute ago was on hold 30-plus minutes, not even realizing it was this guy.
He was anonymous, too.
Here's another anonymous. We know it's not the same anonymous because this guy's already been cut. Good morning, anonymous.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How's it going?
So I'm going to be patient because I have nothing to do but drive today, so I'm good.
Well, be careful. Of course, it's not doing anything. Thank you. I guess depends on where you
black
are.
Black ice. Got to look out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the mountains, so it didn't snow. Everything's melted.
Okay.
I'm good.
Good. That's true. So let's talk about your penis.
All right. So I got circumcised at 13.
Oh, it's got to be the worst age.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I was born premature, and I had to wait.
What? You had to wait 13 years?
Well, I mean, I guess my mom didn't want to get it done until later, I guess. I don't know.
No, but look, how does that conversation go?
Yeah, to be honest, I really don't remember how that happened. I don't remember how that happened.
I imagine she walked up to you and said, look, you about to have something cut off.
I mean, like,
you
like
well, I mean, it,
that's right. Yeah, that's when the formative years that old. Right there.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, when you don't think about that stuff when you're younger than that. And I don't know. I thought it was normal, so apparently it wasn't.
When did you, like, you know, obviously you're a grown man now, and it's fine. But, like, at what point did you realize that you were different? Like, did you just, like, go stand at a urinal and look over?
I guess watching
porn.
You know, adult-rated, porn. Yeah, adult-rated movies.
I was going to say, I mean, how else would you, right? Like, good gracious.
Wait, like, okay. Yeah,
but, so, to the guy that's getting it done, I would say the worst part of that is probably the recovery. The recovery is going to suck for him, especially being as old as he is.
Plus, you got to really take care of it even more so because of the infections and stuff.
Right, and it sucked for me at that age because, I mean, I had stitches, so I don't know what they do now, but at 13 I had stitches, and I missed out on a trip to going to Fort Bragg for that, but it was a good couple months of recovery.
Wow.
So,
but I'm glad I got it done.
So
put it that way.
Stupid question, but, you know. When you're premature, are you underweight your whole life? Like, how does that work itself out?
So I'm 34 now. I'm about to be 35. I weigh 185, and I'm 5'4".
Okay.
And so when I was born, I weighed 1 pound 11 ounces. So
God, I was the complete opposite. I was 10 pounds 2 ounces.
God,
I was like 10 of you.
I wish.
You could have rolled over on him in the incubation. Like, they could have held you in their hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad said I could fit my own shoebox. He's jokingly, of course, but.
Bless.
God, man.
Man.
I'm glad you made it this far.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm good. No medical problems or anything like that.
That's good.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have two. They're healthy weight. You know, I got one-year-old, that's my son, and then I got a daughter that's three-year-old, and she looks like a kindergartner. She's well above her weight and age.
So when your son, did they come to you about the circumcision like that? Did they even ask, or they just do it?
Yeah, do they ask?
Yeah, no, and yeah, they came to me, and I said I wanted it done.
Did you tell them you had it done when you were 13? Did you tell them the whole story?
No, that's something me and my wife talked about. I told her I didn't want to wait. I want to get it done now. Yeah. That way he won't remember it.
That's true.
Because I remember mine, and it was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Did they knock you out, like, from the waist down? Or, like, how does that work?
Circle of shots?
No, I went under.
Oh.
Yeah, but I
went under for that one.
Do you have phantom pains from it now? Like, you...
Like when you hear us talking about it this morning, does it, like, give you PTSD?
No.
Okay. PTDH? No.
Something like that. All right, well, congratulations. You survived. You were born at a pound. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yep.
Did you get to keep
the... I don't know the backstory of that, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Did you keep the...
No, I didn't get to keep it.
Yeah. They don't let you keep anything. They didn't let me keep my hip or my tonsils.
I wish you would have told us what happens to all the medical waste. Like, where do they go?
They probably, like that one woman said, they probably sell it to foreign countries to make makeup.
If I go to the dump today and it smells like nuts, I'm going to know what happens to
them. They used to say... I remember in church, what's this? Ah, this is a day I wish Paige was here. Wait a minute. I mean, you know what I mean.
Hey, what are you saying?
I don't mean that. But, like, they used to say that in church, they used to say collagen that was in women's beauty products was,
and that's popular again,
the remnants of discarding a child.
Oh no.
Ooh. Yes, but I don't know that was actually, I'm pretty certain that was not actually true, and I don't want to Google it. All right, Anonymous, thank you, sir. Love them babies. Congratulations.
Send us a picture.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, don't send pictures. God bless. Fat Boy's accepting uncircumcised penis pictures only today.
That's it, just so we can compare. I cannot imagine going to my son when he was 13 and say, look, we got to, you know, snip, snip, trim you up.
No. And it was right there at that time when you just became a teenager and you're going through the, you know, the pubes, puberty.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're, you know, comparing with your buddies in the bathroom, like who's got what.
No.
You never did that? I didn't either.
I have an October birthday. Thus, all my friends were almost a year older than me. And they all went through it before I did. So when they would talk about it.
But you might have been like, what, 13 when you started shaving or growing a mustache?
No.
Later?
Late. Like 15.
Boy, you made up for it, because when we shaved those eyebrows, they grew back in probably 2 hours.
Yeah, to the point where people thought it was a bit. And I'm like, God, then no. It was... She's a picture of me and Bo Cephas in Nashville, and I have no eyebrows, looking like some kind of mongoloid. I don't know if I can say that or not.
They named beef after it. Why can't you say that?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, it's a whole country.
He said he was 5'4", 180?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to picture how that works out. I got to call Anonymous back after the show. We got to get his girl on.
She's not in a million years going to come on. And also, like... Like, would you want to come on and explain that to strangers?
I feel, even though nobody knows who you are, they're kind of painting your character in a certain way. Like, I feel like you want to come on and defend yourself, right?
Well, no one knows her name. I just think it's a tactic, whether it be to end the relationship or to somehow get some kind of power position play. Like, literally, like... You know, a woman who runs things is all she keeps his balls in her purse.
Yep.
She's going to have more than his balls in her purse.
She ain't going to respect him if he does it.
I really think that. I really think, like, if a girl said to me, like, on whatever, Tinder or anything, said, hey, you know what? I really would go out with you if you'd shave your beard. I'd be like, no. Yep, first of all, you wouldn't. You'd see me without a beard and want me to coach your daughter in basketball. I look like a lady gym teacher then.
Remember the guy who called last week? He gets bleached, but he's been 5 times to do it.
Yeah. See, that...
Under his girl's directive.
But that tells you further about how deep their love goes, if you know. Like, their activities and such. A woman would not care about that unless... She's having to, you know.
Unless she's like a routine visitor, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's on her. So, I mean, if that's how she got her jollies and said, hey, I prefer you do this, and be like, all right, well.
No, that's worse.
First of all, I'm never going to do that.
He's participating in something that he might think is too weird on top of having to go,
and there's no masculine position to get in for that. I mean, it looks like you're getting your diaper changed or you're doing an impression of a dinosaur somehow.
It's just like, yeah, that's awful. That's just, some things like should not be performed, attempted.
No. It's just where, like, all right, what's wrong with all the other stuff that you got to go there?
Like, have we run out of stuff to do? Can we circle back to, you know, to stick with what works?
I'm not, to this text. Matt, why are you trying to talk her out of it? She could be listening right now. I'm not. I'm just saying that the likelihood of her coming on to defend that is slim to none. But if she wants to, I'd entertain the balls off of it.
I would love it if you did. Please let us know, like, you know, what's in your head.
Okay. When we return, a couple things. One, how much do you Venmo? And do you think that it's weird that a business now says, hey, just Venmo us?
I have never Venmoed more than $600 ever total.
That's an interesting number.
It depends on who's asking. I use it a lot.
And Elon talks about giving Nazi salutes. We'll get into all that and more next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.